Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Jake Volmick with you guys here on Overtime. Coming up in about 17 minutes, we're going to get a grip as we normally do. But to get more on Browns quarterback situation, a game coming in Pittsburgh this weekend, we head out and we bring in our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, brought to you courtesy of Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, what's going on?
Not much. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. I mean, since the last talk, I sat here and I expected to have Shedeur Sanders named QB2 leading in today. We did not get that news, and we did not get any indication of who QB2 will be based on what the Browns are out on the practice field.
Well, yeah, and Shedeur is not going to be QB2 in my view. I think it's going to be Bailey Zappe.
Daryl, does it at any point draw into question, like, I get they're talking about the development of Shedeur and they prioritize that very highly. I also think at some point, if you draft two quarterbacks and you draft one in the fifth round and are bringing the guy that you essentially pulled off of his couch near the end of training camp to bring in and play above him, there's right. Questions asked about, you know, the ability to draft and evaluate talent at quarterback there.
Yeah, well, I explained this on my daily Brownie Bites. There's a strategic reason for this too, and it's a roster management reason. Okay, NFL rules stipulate that your emergency quarterback on game day has to be on your active 53-man roster. Well, Shedeur Sanders has already been the emergency quarterback. Okay, and he's on the 53-man roster. They can elevate Bailey Zappe a couple of times to be the backup without using a roster spot to do it. And then once they use those elevations up, then they have to make a decision whether or not to sign him to the 53 or not. Or, okay, is Shedeur ready to be a backup at that point? So what you do is you buy yourself a few more weeks for Shedeur to get some more actual practice reps instead of having to go to his local college or high school to do that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then also at the time, too, I believe, too, that it will eventually set him up to start some games in December when the Browns have a bunch of home games. The season is pretty much flushed down the drain, and the way to keep fans engaged and interested is, oh, we're going to start Shedeur Sanders for a couple of these games, right? Then, you know, people won't sell their tickets to all the fans in Buffalo and Pittsburgh. That is my theory. That is my hypothesis. That is what I have come up with as far as how I expect them to manage that. Over the next couple of weeks. I expect that Bailey Zappe's going to end up being QB2. Shedeur stays in the same spot he is. He starts to get more practice reps to prep him for that backup role, and then eventually he becomes QB2, and then eventually he becomes QB1.
So you would feel then today was kind of an outlier where Shedeur is off on the other field practicing alongside Bailey Zappe instead of maybe practicing alongside Dylan Gabriel and the starters?
Well, I mean, we get to see 10 minutes of practice. Mm-hmm. And honestly, we don't get to see anything. Okay? We're not even allowed to film quarterbacks throwing footballs to anybody. Okay? So I'm not reading anything into that, to be honest with you. I'm not. It's not the first time we've seen something like that. We remember what they did during training camp and mini camp where they split the fields up, right? The rookies on one field, the two veterans on the other. I'm not going to read anything into the 5 minutes that we saw that occur in practice today. I can't make a big deal of that because I think that'd be irresponsible.
Daryl, I guess the other thing that it stuck out to me today from Kevin Stefanski speaking was the way he talked about the Joe Flacco trade, saying that it caught him by surprise and the deal moved very quickly. Is that just, you think, nature of the trade and it's actually the way it went down, or does it spell maybe a little bit more disconnect between Stefanski and the organization and the way the roster is being handled?
No, I mean, look, I think it was Cincinnati called, said, hey, can we have Joe Flacco? The Browns said, let us think about it a minute and get back to you. They did. They consummated the trade, and that's that. So I don't know that signals a disconnect. I will say this, though. That was one of those press conferences where I kind of feel like this might be the first time Kevin Stefanski's thinking about when the music stops, there may not be a chair for him at the end of the season. Did not even want to touch a question about Deshaun Watson's rehab and his ability to potentially practice or play, right? Like, that was like touching the third rail, okay, which you just don't do, right? Like, that's what that felt like. And it's like, well, hey, you know, and that's why I asked him the question I did about, hey, well, Deshaun's posting all this stuff on social media, and I realize a social media post does not necessarily, mean ready to practice, ready to play, but he's kind of showing people that he's ready. He feels that he's ready. So how do you balance that? And, you know, Kevin gave a typical Kevin answer, a non-answer, I should say, to that, and then ended it with, well, I'm not worried about social media posts unlike everyone else seems to be. And I think that was not only a shot at Deshaun, but also maybe Shador too. I don't know where Deshaun factors into this. 3 weeks ago, I was convinced that we were going to see Deshaun at some point. Now, well, maybe not so much. It's clear that right now this is all about the two kids. This is about Dylan Gabriel. This is about Shador Sanders. And here's the thing, too. They really have nothing to gain by starting Bailey Zappe before Shador, right? There's no evaluation process there. You know what I mean? It is what it is. So I think, though, that they're being careful with Shador. I don't feel like this is a negative. I don't think.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think that this is Kevin Stefanski dogging on Shador, anything like that. I think it's just one of those, look, we know who he is. We know who his dad is. We see the physical talent and the tools. That's why we just said, yeah, why not? Let's go ahead and draft him. Maybe we find something there. And so they want to make sure that when they do put him out there, that he has the opportunity to be successful. He's got the toolkit needed to be successful. So I'm not going to hate on Stefanski and the Browns organization for handling him the way they are, even though I know there are fans out there that are just really, really angry and upset that that's how it's being handled right now. I actually feel like the Browns are doing this the adult way.
Daryl Reuter with us here on the hotline. Daryl, Ken had something interesting this morning that stuck out to me. He basically went through and said that if Dylan's going to sit here and play, what he thinks he sees that Dylan's never going to play poorly enough to the point where you think you have to bench Dylan Gabriel. Like, you're never going to get poor enough play where you go, like you did with Joe in the first 4 weeks, and say, I can't play him anymore. You can't do it.
Well, that's assuming that Kevin takes the reins off of him and lets him let it rip. Or does Kevin continue to have the same game plan where it's really tight and conservative and playing not to lose and playing not to take shots down the field? I mean, Jerry Jeudy in the locker room said today, you know, hopefully this is the week we can throw the ball down the field. That was Jerry Jeudy saying that, not me. I'm not putting that. It's in my Brownie Bites today. Go on YouTube when you're done listening to Jake tonight. Check it out. I put that clip in there. Jerry talking about, you know, hey, hopefully this is the week that we get to, you know, do some of that stuff. I don't know. Right. You know, we'll see what Kevin Stefanski lets him do. But I just felt like that game plan was all about just getting through the game with Dylan Gabriel intact and him not feeling like his career has been wrecked. And now let's just try and, you know, see if this takes, the next step. And maybe Kevin opens things up. Although I'm guessing the team you don't want to try and open things up with against is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And oh, by the way, guess who they're playing on Sunday? It's the Pittsburgh Steelers they got like 10 turnovers their defense has forced this year in that. So probably not the week to open it up. But yeah, at some point, I think you got to take the reins off Dylan and see what he's capable of and give him an opportunity either to walk or stub his toe or fall or whatever. But at some point, that has to be part of that evaluation process. I understand protecting him early and out of the gate. And look, I think they'll do the same thing with Shadur. You want to protect him and make sure that you're putting him in positions to be successful. But at some point, you got to take the training wheels off and find out whether or not they can stay on the two tires and ride the bike.
Daryl, let me just say, professional company man move there to try to promote the rest of the show and the Brownie Bites all into one.
I am I've been called a lot of things, but I am most proud of being called a shameless shill, and that's what I am. I don't run from it. In fact, it is a badge of honor.
We love it, Daryl. Obviously, we talked about Pittsburgh coming up this week. How tough of a task is this right now for the Browns to walk into Pittsburgh, a place where they haven't had success, and go up against a team who's currently atop the AFC North?
Yeah, let's see. The last time the Browns won in Pittsburgh was, I think, the Clinton administration. That was Bush 2 in 2003 in the regular season.
2 years old, Daryl. I was 2 years old.
Okay. You're dating yourself, by the way. Never do that. Never do that in this business. Never date yourself. Veteran tip from me to you, with love. It's a tall task. It really is. And I, quite frankly, have no expectation that they're going to go in and win this game. I think they'll be 1-5 when it's all said and done. Part of the reason that I'm just not all up in arms with this whole thing right now is... I'm sorry you were expecting this to go any better. Like, who expected this to go any better for the Browns at the start of the season? Nobody. Everybody was saying they're going to be 1-5 or 1-6 and 1-7. Like, everyone was saying that. Where the frustration legitimately comes in is the fact that they could be 3-2. They are a field goal make and a Denzel Ward mental mistake away from being 3-2. That's what's frustrating. And then obviously we're having completely different conversations, and maybe Joe Flacco is not putting on a Bengals jersey and helmet today. So, like, but that's sports. I mean, that's just how the pendulum swings in this thing. So, the question I was asking today, and I'm going to ask tomorrow, and the next, like, can you score 17, or can you score more than 17 points in a game? Because that's what you've done 19 of the 22 last times out that you've done this. And that's a problem in a league that begging you to score at least 25. The Bengals last week scored 20 points. They're horrible. Okay?
Not wrong.
So, I mean, that's and look, let's be honest about it. This season's now making sure these kids get through the season healthy and they continue to get experience and develop, right? You know, you got a winner in Mason Graham. You know, you got a winner in Carson Schwechinger. You know, you got a winner in Quinshon Judkins. You know, you got a winner in Harold Fannin, right? Dylan Gabriel, well, that's a question mark. But hey, four kids at the top of your draft class, that's pretty damn good, okay? So, and next year, you're looking at, I think, right now, just off the top, at least eight of your picks are probably in the top 150, right? So if you can replicate what you did this year, this thing's going to turn around in rather rapid fashion. But asking Browns fans to continue to be patient while Humpty Dumpty gets put back together again, because this is the cycle, right? They missed their first runway with the John Dorsey rebuild. Okay, they got to the playoffs twice. Well, now you got to step back and retool, reload the roster, get younger, get cheaper, make room to absorb the rest of Deshaun's contract and the salary cap and all those type of things. And then, you know, hopefully you're able to bounce this thing back in a season or two. And unfortunately, the last year was a disaster. This year was the first year of putting this thing back together. And then hopefully next year you take a pretty sizable leap as far as winning football games. But, yeah, like I can't sit here and yell and scream because the Browns are 1-4 and staring down the barrel of 1-5 when that is what everybody was expecting them to end up being.
Daryl, we got to bounce, but as always, appreciate you setting aside the time. Always good to talk to you, and I think we both know there's a really good chance we're talking about a loss coming up on Tuesday.
yeah, unfortunately, but you know what? Better days are ahead. Always think of that.
We're always thinking of it. Appreciate you, Daryl.
You bet.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter there, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to a little bit of what Daryl had to say as well. Get a grip in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.